It has been another bright day across our area. Nice deep blue sky and plenty of sunshine across New York and western New England. So it's a day that looks very similar to what we had yesterday, but it doesn't feel that way as temperatures cooled dramatically last night following the passage of a cold front, and since this afternoon's highs are running in some spots well over 10 degrees cooler than yesterday afternoon. Now, even though it does feel cool and there's that chill in the air, our temperatures are really not too far from where they are normally this time of year, so it's a day that is near or a bit below seasonable levels, but it's really not that cold, given the fact that it is mid-November. Moving through tonight, high pressure will remain in control, so we're looking ahead to another clear night. It'll be another cold night, with temperatures falling back into the 20s in most areas. We'll have some teens in the higher elevations, especially across the North Country. Then as we work into the day tomorrow, that high pressure area will begin to move off to the east, so morning sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds during tomorrow afternoon. We do look to keep things dry through the daylight hours tomorrow. Temperatures will be a little bit warmer than today. We'll basically be right around 50 degrees. We'll call for highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s, so in most areas just a bit above normal for this time of year. Then as we work into Thursday, our next front will approach, so we're looking for cloudy skies with an increasing chance for wet weather. Those showers may add up to over an inch in some spots Thursday and Thursday night. It's much-needed rainfall across the Northeast. It'll be a breezy day Thursday. With an increasing south wind, temperatures will climb into the 50s to near 60 degrees. So despite the clouds on Thursday, it's likely to be the warmest day of this stretch. Then as we work into Friday, any lingering rain, especially over New England, will come to an end early, and we'll see drier air and increasing sunshine as we head into Friday afternoon. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide, on Thursday, cloudy with rain likely, breezy and warmer with highs in the 50s to around 60. And on Friday, morning clouds and rain will exit with increasing sunshine, cooler on Friday with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.